Talking about the dry bones in the valley.
Right.
You understand? You see what I'm talking about? Them men was dead and buried. Is that right?
Right.
Men of strength were slipping the dust to the earth. Rose and went on into Jerusalem. Isn't that right? Matthew 27:52. After, not before, but after his resurrection.
Right.
You understand? Now some idiot standing around talking about he didn't die out there. You understand? Trying to sell me a bill of goods right there. And he died of old age. See, it disputes the whole entire and all the tissue to the Bible. See, just might as well use the whole Bible and just throw it in the fire. You understand? But you see, down here, we just happen to know what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it a little bit different, don't it, Bishop? See? Now look, the testimony is not just only in the anthropological kingdom. Don't get it like that. You understand? Back here, in the creation, the day, vegetation grew up out there, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Plant, seed yielding seed, isn't that right? And it was underneath here, covered up in the water. And is that right?
Right.
Impregnated Mother Earth was a seed of vegetation. Now on the third day, the water was rolled off the face of the earth. Not that you understood that!
You understand?
Not in the vegetarian case, but all in the anthropological case. You understand? Then he was known that he had a resurrection in the dead on the third day. Now he can't have no resurrection if he didn't die out there and
wasn't
planted. Then he can't be no
resurrection.
You understand? But you see, he's got the whole story all the way through the vegetable kingdom. And
mm-hmm.
He was the kingdom. And everything else. You understand? Now that knocks out what you just said. About you didn't believe he died out there and there was no resurrection. You see what I'm talking about? That knocks it out. You see? Without any further testimony. See, you are lying against the truth when you go out there and plant a garden. You see? If somebody told you, said, look, it's not going to come up. You understand? You see what I mean? You wouldn't be out there sweating and carrying on, planting and all and that kind of thing if you knew the seed wasn't going to die and come up. Is that right? See? Now, with all this abundance of evidence that we've got, men got nerve enough to stand right up in the face of truth like that. You see what I'm talking about? And deny. Now we're in this dispensation. Yeah. It's by one spirit that we're all baptized into one body.
Mm-hmm.
Then some of you come on. Yeah, wait. Stop, Jack, move, Bill. And you went down. Into the water, just baptized. Sure, that's right. That's in the book. We don't argue about that.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? He carried out the Great Commission. Matthew 28:19. Go there and baptize him in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Just carried out the Great Commission. Mm-hmm. Now listen what I'm saying. Going all over. And preach the gospel. Every preacher, that's Jew and Gentile. Is that right? You say that's right. Set now that boy, said going all the world. Now all through that age. And preach the gospel to the Jews and to the Gentiles. Start with the Jews. And then down to the Gentiles. Ain't that? Is that right?
Right.
Now here you got on that eighth chapter. Philip was chosen to be a deacon. See? You understand? Who chose him to be a deacon? God. Oh, I cried that. You see, I hadn't even heard nothing about him. He wasn't there when they were passing out information about going all the world, preach the gospel there, preach the gospel. You understand? Christ never said nothing to him about it. He didn't say nothing to him about serving tables, as to that matter. You see what I'm talking about? It was the apostles that chose seven deacons. What's the matter with 12? They ain't but 7 days in the week. And you got a daily ministration that ain't but 7 days in the week. And a daily ministration, you don't need but 7 men. You see, when you get behind it and see what it's all about. You see? Now then, that's what they was there for. Well, what happened there? Arguing about the words of the preachers and the Hebrews, ain't that right? Because their offerings and widows were neglected in the daily ministry. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. They had brought their wealth and made it to the feet of the apostles to distribute it, ain't that right? I said, we got time to do that. Look, but why don't you, we haven't got time to distribute something for a man to eat. You understand what I'm talking about? And see, after those kind of things, you can't quit preaching for that. Now you're going to stop and waste a lot of time and go from the temple there in Jerusalem on out there in the desert to baptize somebody. You don't make horse sense. It's a daily administration. You run out there every day baptizing somebody. You see, it don't make sense. Here Messiah said this, that he that believes on me has the scriptures have faith out of his spirit. Up that preaching according to the scriptures, you understand? Yes, you understand? The rivers of living water flowing all over the world.
Right.
And they were baptized in it too.
Yes.
Now, God didn't send Philip to baptize. He didn't send Paul to baptize.
That's right.
He didn't send none of them to baptize in the water. How am I doing, brother?
That's right.
You understand? Not the first one. See, after Pentecost. But they did go down and have John baptized, but he never baptized nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Before he died. You see? I know this story. The devil can't fool me about it no kind of way, though. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you want to come up and ask me, well, I can't. They go all over the world and preach the gospel to every preacher. Baptize him in the name of the Father. Now, you don't even know what the name of the Father is.
Mm-hmm.
And in the name of the Son, you don't even know the name of the Son.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Ghost, you don't know no part of none of it.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Yeah. Now, that's terrible, ain't it? You see? Now, you got the apostles. It's all the arguments that come up there. And then elected at 7 days. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
To pass out the fruit of service. While it measures the spiritual fruit. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Now then you jumped up and you said Philip was one of them. You understand? There's one going in all. Now the Bible don't read like that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So he went down to Samaria. And preach the gospel down there. Listen, did you ever read that? And there didn't nobody down there, not a one of them. Nobody in town that's going to preach to you. See, those don't have. Not the first one. You don't believe I'm just kidding. Well, if he didn't, if nobody in Samaria said, why would you think that he got the Holy Ghost? Why would you think that he got the Holy Ghost? Mm-hmm. See, there's nothing written. Nothing written by one. No deacon ever preached the gospel, and anybody ever received the Holy Ghost under deacon preached. It ain't in the book. It's not in our one that you got. See, and they weren't sending all the preachers out. God didn't send them. You understand? I'm talking about what's in the book. I know the purpose. You can't fool me about nothing.
No, I don't have to stop and read nothing.
Wasting my time. You see?
Now you said foot went down to Samaria and baptized him down there, preaching the name, healed folks and all them kind of things. Nobody in town got those goats. Is that right?
Right.
You went on down there and baptized the Ethiopian eunuch. And we took him down and finished the lot and baptized him. Is that right?
Right.
He's on the way to Cave. Is that right?
Right.
And then where to from then?
Just live.
Live, right. See? Where'd he go from there?
Oh, home.
Went to Caesarea.
Right.
You understand? Well, I thought you said he went in all the world. He's carrying out the Great Commission. Look at it, Acts 21:8. Let's read it.
And the next day, we were at Paul's conference, departed, and came unto Caesarea, and we entered into the house of filthy men, which was one of the seven,
and we stayed there with him. You understand? You see that now? That man wasn't going in all the world to preach the gospel. See, Paul had to run him out of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
See? The apostles, they were not scattered.
Right.
Ain't that right?
Right?
This time, Paul wasn't converted.
Right.
Isn't that right? Run him out. But the rest of the apostles, 11 of them, stayed there.
Okay.
Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. And Philip, Stephen, he didn't get away. He got killed. Ain't that right?
Right.
Philip, he cut out and went to Samaria. And you remember, Messiah told the disciples, said, now, you begin at Samaria, the first at Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But now, Philip's gone, he beat him to Samaria. Said, nobody doesn't get the Holy Ghost. And you try and tell me he's carrying out the Great Commission. And here, this man is going home. He lives in Caesarea.
Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the cap that stack with. The cap that stack with. Now, since he lived in Caesarea and he was going home, tell me then. That was Cornelius in his household. They lived down at Caesarea too.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And if he filled with all that, the kind of an evangelist, went down there and baptized everybody and baptized the Ethiopian, why in the world?
But Phil, why was Cornelius told to send up there to Joppa?
Yeah.
And get Peter,
mm-hmm.
and bring him down,
mm-hmm.
to Caesarea. Philip was already there.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was carrying out the gospel, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And he was preaching to every creature,
mm-hmm.
you understand? That Cornelius, his house was Gentile.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why is it that if he's so instrumental in baptizing somebody there, and why is it, explain to me, Bishop. Well, I had to wait a whole 2 days journey going back up yonder, you understand?
Yes.
Up there and back to get Peter to come down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's Cornelius' house. And Philip, he living right across the street. And if he's baptized, he's your new wife. What's the matter? He can't baptize his house over Cornelius. It wasn't about eight of them. See, there wasn't as many there in that gang as there was down in Samaria.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? Why everyone way back to St. Louis? You see what I'm talking about? We just might as well admit we don't know what we're talking about. And get it over with. You see? And Messiah said to the 11, said, now you are my witnesses.
Uh-huh.
See, Philip wasn't running around over the Judean hills, down at the tomb, seeing the he wasn't up there to the table when Messiah come back up there and appeared to him. He wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
See? You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how could he be a witness to something he never seen?
Yeah.
Before somebody that had seen. Do you get my point?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, many of them. That didn't see, you understand? That's the reason why I tell you, they come tell me about this boy, you know, Allah Muhammad. You see? That's about 632 A.D.
and somebody wants to run way back yonder to Zoroaster, about 600 B.C.
Mm-hmm.
and Buddha around 600 B.C. and tell me what the universe was. Say, look, Bishop, see, I said my nun couldn't prophesy nothing only what they seen in the vision.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no record show that she revealed anything at all to Buddha.
Same point?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what he did say about that.
Yeah.
You know what he said about them? Would you like to read it? St. Chapter of St. John. Now this is what he said. See, you don't come step over that. Go ahead and heal. You understand? Now he's asked them to come before. All right, please. I am the door. Cut it up short. Time just late.
All that ever came before?
Not some of them. That means Zoroaster. You understand? That means Buddha. That means Spinoza. And all the rest of them that come before him as Messiah. You understand? Say, just wipe your slate clean. All that come before me. What about it, Doc?
Thieves and robbers.
But the sheep is not here. You understand? You see that? Now them's the ones that come before. Well, what about them that come after? Allah Muhammad. 632 A.D. We can get them in there, okay, that's right. Get them before and after it too, ain't that right? Well, what do you say about them that come in?
They shall arise
for profit.
False
prophet. All right. All right. And what else was it? Now listen. He that cometh after me.
Mm-hmm.
What about him? Let him respect me now. Let him first.
Deny
himself. Then what I do? Take up his cross.
Mm-hmm.
Then where do we go to from here? Then you follow me. Don't get in front.
Mm-hmm.
I say, don't you come trying to show where you're from. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now we got them on both sides. You say, ain't that right?
Mm-hmm.
We got them that's before, and we got them that come after. You understand what I'm talking about? This was that was a real one. That was a genuine one that hung out there on the cross.
Wouldn't
nothing else do but that.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's God's special choice and selection. Ain't that
right?
That is the body that he manifested himself to the world.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? That was not Moses. That was not Jeremiah. That was not Isaiah. That was not Dorothy. That was not Buddha. You understand what I'm talking about? That was not Paul. That was not Peter. Hey, we know what we're talking about down here. See, if there ain't got no chance at all down here.
That's right.
You see, we could see the presentation and the focus of that title, lift the ground, lift the sun, every time. You understand? And that man's got to die out there on that cross. If you're going to offer up anything on the altar, he's got to die on the cross. If you're going to plant anything in the ground, it's going to come up, then that man's got to go on. Listen, ladies. Why don't you come down? You got that man here. See? And all the rest of us, the body is concerned, laying out there in the cemetery. See? And Stephen preaching here in the seventh chapter of Acts. I'll be done in that. You understand? He said even David supposed to work with him even until that day.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that right? But he's all that talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He said that Christ is the first truth of them that left. Listen, that means he did it on into heaven itself. How do you know that, Mr. Smartell?
Well, to see that this Christ had to go on in to the most holy place.
Right. Understand? Every year, on the 10th day of October. You understand? Then he possibly went on in that most holy place of the symbolic of the heaven. Isn't that right? You see what he's done with that golden he's got to step aboard the car and go on. You understand? Yes, Lord, he can be walking out there dying of old age. Ain't that right? Got to be pleasant. and Joseph knew too, he went out in the rock, got to be resurrected from the dead. And if he gets raised from the dead, your faith is vain, and you're getting your sin. There is no God, if that's not true. Ain't that right?
Right.
Because every last one of the prophets, all of them have lied emphatically about it. You understand what I'm talking about? The people have done that. The Lord alive! The prophet is alive. Ain't that right? You understand? If he didn't die, and if he didn't raise from that,
right.
Ain't that right? You know what I'm talking about? I don't have to go looking around trying to find out what somebody said about it. You understand? It don't make me no difference. You understand? He had to die. He sanity. I said, around you on the face of the earth,
right.
And approach the sail on your mouth, laying out there in the cemetery. You understand what I'm talking? Kind of fools. This one we're talking about is not in the cemetery. He's in hell. Ain't that right?
Right.
I don't care nothing about Buddha. I don't care nothing about Muhammad. You understand? I don't care nothing about none. You understand? But I'm trying to tell you the thing just like it is. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
He's the one. Our salvation is involved. Read that quick. I see the sun is on there. Read the 26th chapter.
And for which hope
sake? For which hope sake?
King of Britain.
Here, King of
Britain. I'm accused of the Jews.
I'm accused of the Jews.
Why should it be thought?
Why should it be thought? Here, listen, dress. If you can't see in the grass and they come up, ain't that right? If you see be one of the prophets, and God said they're about to drive bones into that, that he will lay sinews upon sinews of flesh and bring them all up out of the grave. Ain't that right? And if Pharaoh pursuing the children of Israel, and if they were baptized in the Red Sea, ain't that right? And dwell through the Red Sea, and the children of Israel escaped from Pharaoh's wrath and buried in the Red Sea. You want to say what I'm talking about? If you plant and Is that what it says?
That's right.
Yeah. All right, we.
I often do many things contrary to the doctrine of men.
I thought that too. Ain't that right?
Right.
So their apostle said, that's what he thought when he was putting them to death.
Right.
Ain't that right?
Mm-hmm.
He put them in prison. You understand? He said, I thought that. And then he told him he was a blasphemer when he did that. But I said not that because he did it through unbelief. Ain't that right?
Right.
And now here he is before the king, a priest, and the governor. Now, listen, since you've been planning all these years, you understand, since the Moses and the prophets said that, ain't that right? And since you know you're a king in Jerusalem, you know that what's happening out there. On the 17th, ain't that right? You see what I'm talking about? Dr. Watts was planning to do it.